A Netcare helicopter pilot and a four-man team of highly specialized doctors, nurses, paramedics and anaesthetists flying from Johannesburg to Hillcrest in KwaZulu-Natal to save the life of a gravely ill COVID-19 patient died when the helicopter they were traveling in crashed alongside the N3 near the Winterton-Colenso off-ramp in KwaZulu-Natal on Thursday. At exactly 13:24 on Thursday afternoon, Richard O'Brien, a pilot himself, was driving towards Johannesburg on the N3 when he witnessed the helicopter disintegrate mid-air.
I just saw a helicopter fall out the ground, or an aeroplane, don't know what it is, helicopter.
Oh my word.
O'Brien now shares details of exactly what he witnessed with Senior Sunday Times reporter Graham Hoskin.
So did you actually witness it? Did you witness it happen? I mean, and did it explode in the air, or did it explode on the ground, or what actually happened?
It exploded in the air. So it wasn't a fire explosion in the air. So what happened was, I've got a Q7. My Q7's air contact up 2 days ago. So I was driving down the highway with my Q7 with the windows open. So I heard this bang. As I looked up, I just saw this helicopter disintegrating in the air. It was about 300 meters away from me and landed about 100 meters away from me when it actually landed on the ground. It must have been about 400 feet. Have you ever seen, you know those little paper things that you pull the string and it shoots like paper rolls into the air?
Yeah.
So literally it was like that. There was this big bang, the main piece of fuselage landed on the grass and set on fire. But all of these like pieces of steel were all falling down and stuff. And it landed all over the place. The one piece landed must have been 600 meters away, and the tail, it wasn't nice. So, yeah. But I was curious, because I'm a pilot as well, so, I was watching the thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you'd actually been watching the helicopter fly?
Yeah, as you're driving the highway, you I was glancing up, down, and looking forward, looking up, looking down, and then I was looking down, heard this bang, then I looked up and saw it literally looked like tinsel flying all over the place, and then the thing fell and landed, and as it hit the ground, it just went poof, put down to drive, because I thought, geez, I need to go and look and see if I can help anyone. And then I went down the off-ramp, then stopped about 50, 60 meters from the off-ramp, or maybe it was 100, and then climbed up, jumped over the fence, ran to the helicopter, got to about 50 meters close to it, and then I realized, oh, sheesh, this thing's going to pop, or something's going to happen. So I stepped back, because there was no ways I could get closer. And then two other gentlemen arrived in a polo, and then they got up and they ran towards the thing, and then something went boof, something blew up, and then they ran back, got in their polo and disappeared, and then all of the farmers started arriving.
Okay. So you were actually on the N3, were you heading towards Durban, or were you heading towards Joburg?
Heading towards Joburg, so I saw it coming towards me.
Okay. And here, you actually found the body.
Yeah, I mean, I've got photos, but I took photos for the Netcare man. The director of Netcare, he phoned me and asked for some pictures so he could see. So, yeah.
And I mean, the others, where were they? Were they all in the wreckage, or were they across the fields?
Yes, there were four guys in the wreckage. When I arrived, I only found three, identified three in the helicopter. The pilot, he had rolled out of the helicopter. He was about 6 meters away, but he was also very mangled. And then I only saw the two guys in the helicopter. So we automatically, after I got off the phone with Jared, the man who is the ops manager, he said there's five guys, we only saw three. So we started scattering, looking for maybe if there was a chance that these other two guys could have survived. But it turns out the fifth guy was underneath the helicopter the whole time.
Sure.
So one of my friends was asking me today, and it literally, if you watch those war videos or those GoPro videos of a helicopter or something being shot down, it looked like that. Literally, things just went all over the place. Just poof. Yeah.
And something definitely happened to it in air.
Yes, oh, absolutely. I mean, the first thing I looked for was, oh, maybe he flew into some cables. I looked around, there's no cables. It was far away from anything that he could have, any obstruction that he could have flown into.
And
I don't know. It was very strange. I'm still puzzling about the whole thing.
And, I mean, the helicopter, was it flying quite high, or was it actually quite low?
I'm putting it at 400 feet. That's okay. Where I think it was, 4,500 feet above the ground.
Okay. And what was the weather like there yesterday? Was it?
Oh, absolutely. It was hot. I mean, yeah. It was calm. There wasn't any cloud. So there was no weather that flew through. It was good. I mean, it was completely clear.
And I mean, when that helicopter impacted on the ground, I mean, did you actually feel anything, like a blast or?
No, I did. I did. I saw the thing. It hit, and about 2 milliseconds later, it just went up in flames.
Jolan Reeve, a farmer from the area, responded to distressed messages sent out by his fellow farmers via WhatsApp. He came to help first responders search for the injured and put out the fires caused by the crash. He now describes the scene that he found upon arrival.
There was one or two ambulances there and one or two policemen. And then a couple of neighboring farmers were there as well. A swath of at least 300 to 400 meters long.
Sure.
And a swath of about 100 meters wide. That's a rough guess, but pretty close. Yeah. Now, the fuselage was found right at the end of the scene. Along that 400 meter strip, there was laptop. It was an iPad computer. There was windscreen. There was nose cone, instrument panel from the helicopter. Then the body. Then the blades from the main rotor were found in various places. The debris was strewn over two farms. On the left side of the road is a dairy farmer, and on the right side of the road is a guy with beef cattle.
Okay.
And it was quite a search to find those bodies. I mean, there was a lot of people combing the grass there, walking up and down, finding fragments of machinery.
Yeah.
Eventually they found the bodies, yeah.
Details regarding exactly what brought down the helicopter are still being investigated, according to Netcare. This is an ongoing story. Interviews conducted by Graham Hoskin. For Multimedia Live, I have been Paige Muller.